The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to First Take. It's Wednesday. I'm very happy to be back here with you guys. I'm Charlie Arnold. We got Max Kellerman. We got Stephen A. Smith in the house. And Stephen A., hold on. I know you have something you want to get to before we talk about the Nets. So, floor is yours.
Yeah, I want to get to this. Yo, Max. Yesterday we were on our First Take. I want to start off First Take I'm torn because on one hand I want to apologize to the folks from ESPN.com, but I also am starving to get at the idiots on social media. People actually took me seriously when I was talking about how dudes at ESPN.com who came up for the top 25 under 25 list, they were taking me seriously when I was talking about people needing to be tested, which is something I say all the time. I can't count how many times I've said that to you, Max. I can't count how many times I've said that to other analysts who've come on the show when I've disagreed with somebody. People have got at me with my A-list and other things. It's all part of television. It's what makes television fun. And I was just having a good time. And then lo and behold, all over social media yesterday and in some other places, people were literally looking at it. And then you're talking about Bobby Marks and others who've put together the list and basically saying Stephen A. disassociates himself from folks and doesn't want anything to do with them. Stop. I was joking around. I was having a good time. That's all I was doing. I certainly didn't mean to cast any aspersions on them. The guys over there do an exceptional job. I know them. I've seen their work. I read their work all the time. A lot of times we use the subject matter that they write about to create topics for ESPN on First Take and various other shows. So, of course, we have profound respect for them and what they bring to the table. And for the record, let me say to the audience, I haven't spoken to any ESPN executives or anybody about this kind of stuff. They know better than coming at me with something this trivial. I just felt the need to address it because, obviously, I've seen stuff on social media. I took the liberty of speaking with Adrian Wojnarowski last day, who does a lot of work and knows a lot of these guys. Obviously, he's the ultimate insider. I appreciated his perspective. I respect the hell out of him and what he brings to the table. So I just wanted to take a moment to make sure to apologize to those guys at ESPN.com and also make sure everybody understands I'm playing around. Do I like the list? Hell no. I meant what I said about the list. I disagree with them. But everything else I was saying was just fun. They could have come on First Take and debated it with me. Hell, they still can. They are more than welcome to do so. It would make good television. It would be a lot of fun. That's what we is. That's what we are. ESPN, the entertainment and sports programming network. Sometimes people outside forget that. So I just want to make sure to remind everybody, and I apologize for any inconvenience that I may have caused to those folks at ESPN.com, because I certainly didn't mean it that way. That's what I wanted to say.
Social media. It's such a lovely place, isn't it?
I mean, can I just say something, Charlie?
Yeah.
I get it if colleagues are, like, maybe taking something the wrong way. Absolutely. Do what you have to do. You shouldn't. I mean, are you actually sitting here having to explain to people on social media that when you say some colleagues should be tested, that you don't mean it literally? Is that where we are?
Or disassociating myself from my colleagues who I have profound respect for, who do great work for us. Clearly, I was joking. I was just saying I disagree with the list. But evidently, people took it the wrong way. So I just want to make sure that everybody understands where I come from. And I want to emphasize, no boss came up to me, asked me to apologize. They know better than that. You got to come to me. You come to me with that stuff, you better come correct. That is not the issue here. I'm just going to be sensitive to those who have found themselves in precarious situations because of my words when I was clearly joking around. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, you're an entertainer. That's what you do, all right? You play some games, but speaking of playing games, guys, seems like there's some games being played right across the river in Brooklyn with the big three, because we can never seem to get them all on the court at the same time, and that is the case again tonight. So there is some good news. Kevin Durant is likely to return in tonight's home contest against the Pelicans after missing the past 23 games. There's bad news, though. James Harden, he's going to miss at least 10 days with a hamstring strain. So let's talk about two of the big three in Brooklyn. Max, I'm going to start with you. Who do you think is more critical to their success? Is it Harden or is it Durant?
The answer is James Harden. And I want to be very clear about this. KD is the best player on the Nets. Kyrie is the most skillful player on the Nets. The most important player on the Nets is James Harden, because he conducts the whole orchestra. He is the conductor. And if we've, like, James Harden by himself can beat some of the best teams in the Western Conference, at least in the regular season. This dude this year is showing a level of basketball genius. You know genius when you see it, right? LeBron James, when we were kids, Stephen A., Magic and Bird, the way they see the court. But let me tell you something. Almost no one in the history of basketball, I'm trying to think of anyone, who's combined James Harden's scoring prowess, shooting ability, not just scoring the ball, but from anywhere, with his level of court vision. And on this team, leadership. Larry Bird, but Bird won the point guard. Bird's not going to take the ball up every time. Right now, Jokic, again, he's a point center. Some backcourt player who's been able to do it like James Harden. You look at LeBron James. LeBron didn't shoot like James Harden. I'm not saying he's better than all those guys. I'm saying he combines it all in a package maybe we've never seen before. And on this Nets team, let me tell you something. Kyrie and KD, I wasn't picking them to win the championship. I wasn't picking them to get out of the Eastern Conference.
Thank
you. Not the way Philadelphia looked, the way Embiid's been playing. Not the way the Bucks, you know, with the additions they've made, have looked recently. I wasn't picking them to get out of the East. But when you added James Harden, they were unstoppable with just Harden and Kyrie. Now you're going to add KD. Harden's the guy who makes this whole thing go. He's their most important player.
Max Kellerman, let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. Now, look at me, Max. Look at me and put me on that split screen and turn off these highlights for a second, because I want Max to look at me. You understand what I'm saying? Max Kellerman, You should be tested. You should be tested, Max. Are you okay with that? Are you okay with that, Max?
Social media, right?
Are you okay with that? You should be tested. Okay. You should be tested, okay?
I'm going to tweet it. Listen, Max Kellerman.
All right, that's just the way it is. Here's the deal, y'all. Max Kellerman, let me tell you something. I would remind you that Kevin Durant missed the entire 2019-2020 NBA season. Not just the season that was halted, but the season that resumed that summer in the bubble, last summer in the bubble, and ultimately causing this season to start in December. That Kevin Durant that was out damn near 18 months because of an Achilles tear came back, Max Kellerman, and in the 19 games that he played, and the 18 games that he started, because one game he didn't start because they were telling him he couldn't play because of contact tracing and all of this other stuff. Then he played, and then they pulled him from the damn game. That game, even with that included, Kevin Durant is averaging 29 points on 52% shooting and 43.4% from three-point range. And by the way, I might add 87% from the free throw line. This dude is lethal. He's a marksman. He's a sniper extraordinaire. And I'm telling you something right now, with a healthy Kevin Durant, a rookie coach that's never coached a day in his life on any level, and Steve Nash can win the championship. Without Kevin Durant, they might not even make it out of the East. That's how dramatic of a shift it is for Kevin Durant being in the lineup compared to him being out of the lineup. He is clearly the most important piece to the Brooklyn Nets. Now, Kyrie Irving is box office. He's a showstopper. You walk through the turnstile. Let me tell y'all something right now. If Kyrie Irving looks you in the face and tells you he wants to play or gives the impression that he wants to play, that's all you need to see or hear to know he's the greatest show in basketball. Kyrie Irving is box office. You walk
through the turnstiles to watch the show he will put on. Make no mistake about it. And he's been spectacular this year. James Harden, we know how big time he is and playing the best ball of his career. And as far as I'm concerned, is a legitimate top two league MVP candidate. But that would not be the case if Kevin Durant were healthy and Kevin Durant were playing these last 27, 28 games. You understand? Because we are talking about KD. He's just on another level. And with him, they could potentially be champions. Without him, they might not even win the conference. It's that dramatic of a shift. And to me, it's that simplistic to point to the fact that Kevin Durant is more important to them. I'm not trying to throw any shade on James Harden, who is spectacular. Again, top two league MVP candidate. I'm just talking about when you look at the Brooklyn Nets and what the expectations are. The expectations,
well, let's look at them.
The chip. The expectations, the chip. And that's only because Kevin Durant is there. If Kevin Durant wasn't there, Matt, even with Harden and Kyrie playing the way that they're playing, you sit there and say they'd have a chance. But nobody will sit up there and say the expectation is for them to win the chip. KD shifts the balance of power that dramatically.
Well, I'll say this. I think KD and Kyrie aren't favored to win the chip this year if LeBron and AD are healthy. Obviously, any one of those three guys will put it over the top because any two of those guys are already a whole lot. And KD is the best player. But let me give you some numbers, Stephen A.
Sure, please.
Without KD playing, just Harden and Kyrie, they're 16-3 this year. 16-3. With only Harden, they're 4-2. They're 20-5 without KD, but 16-3 when Harden has Kyrie with him. See,
I don't
care. Harden.
Whoa. Hold it, Maxine. I'll pause for a second. I got a question. Hold on. I got a question for you. I just want to make sure. I want to put the world on pause because this is news flash right here. Big news, breaking news. Is Max Kellerman prioritizing regular season? Is that what you're doing?
No.
Are you sure?
No, but it is some evidence.
I'm just saying. You know how you are.
Some evidence.
I don't mind. But you know how you are.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not prioritizing regular season. I'm saying it's what we have to go by right now. And I'm not positive Harden can get it done in the playoffs when it matters most. I need to see it. But he's trending in that direction. And let me say this. Kyrie, I said earlier, is the most skilled. Harden can shoot and pass it. Kyrie can do all those things. But Harden combines it with a court vision and wisdom when to deploy those skills. That's different. That's why Kyrie knew, because Kyrie is smart, goes, okay, you're the point guard, I'm the off guard. He could see the way Harden conducts the whole orchestra, the team is better off, and Kyrie could easily play off ball when they need to, and he can score from anywhere, and all that stuff. KD is 7 feet tall, so of course he's the best player because he can also do it all, but he's not normally going to initiate your offense. Harden is the key. Stephen A., when all three, just Harden and Kyrie, forget the seven-footer who can do everything, will challenge at least in the East, if not for the whole thing. Again, 16-3 without KD. Mm-hmm. You add KD, I'm telling you right now. It doesn't matter if the Lakers, anyone's healthy. If the Nets are all healthy, I don't see anyone taking them seven games in the NBA.
Well, first of all, Captain Obvious, nobody needs a soliloquy from you when it comes to talking to us about the skill set that involves James Harden, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant. That's number one. Number two, it's nice to hear you say that Kyrie Irving is smart because you spent quite a few years questioning his intelligence because of his comment about the earth being flat. You never let it go. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Yeah, but you didn't have to live on it for years, but you did.
Two plus two is five. What am I going to call you, a genius?
You wouldn't let it go. That's all I'm saying. You wouldn't let it go. That's number two.
That's true.
Number three. You talked about how the Brooklyn Nets wasn't even going to get out of the East because of their defense. I told you all it needed was marginal improvement, and you'd see. And all of a sudden, you've come around. That's number three. Number four, let me remind you.
Marginal.
Say what? What are you talking about? It's not marginal.
It wasn't marginal improvement. It was enormous improvement.
No, it was marginal. It's continued to improve, but you jumped on the Nets bandwagon, what I'm saying, after marginal improvement. I'm not saying it's only marginal improvement now, you jumped on their bandwagon when it was marginal, which I told you was going to happen, because when you can score like that, you don't need to play stout defense all the time. You can still get, they can actually give up 119 points a game and still win. This is who they are. And so when you look at it from that perspective, understand this is what they're bringing to the table. In the end, the X factor is KD. This dude is that dude. If you have him healthy, you can win the chip with Harden and KD. You can win the chip with Kyrie and KD. You cannot win the chip without KD, with Harden and Kyrie. You can't do it. You're not going
to. Maybe with Kyrie and KD. Maybe. Maybe. I don't think your odds are that much better, Kyrie and KD, than Kyrie and Harden, based on what I've seen. Stephen A., let's not forget.
What?
KD wasn't playing when it was just Kyrie and Harden. They went to the West Coast
and
beat up those Western Conference teams on a road trip with just Harden and Kyrie, sometimes no Kyrie.
You're shocking me here. You're telling me that the odds are not that great of a difference with Harden and Kyrie compared to KD and Kyrie? Is that what you're telling me?
That's right.
Are you insane?
That's right. I wouldn't pick Kyrie.
Are you insane?
No, I wouldn't pick Kyrie and KD to win the whole thing this year. Harden wasn't on this team. I don't think the Nets would win the championship this year. With Harden, I don't think they can lose.
That's not what I'm asking you. I'm saying forget the championship for a second. I'm saying stick to the odds. Are you telling me that the odds are literally slim in terms of difference between Kyrie and Harden and Kyrie and KD? That's insane.
Yes.
That's insane.
That's what I'm telling you.
God.
I'm telling you.
Oh, Lord.
That's what I'm telling you.
You should be tested. You should be tested. You should. You should.
Did you watch what Harden and Kyrie were doing this year?
I don't care.
They were
I don't care.
Incredible.
It's not the playoffs. It's not the playoffs.
Stephen A., okay, wait. You know what? Okay. Whoa. You got me there. That's assuming Harden continues to improve in the playoffs. But based on the evidence from this season, Stephen A., KD basically hasn't played. They have the best
Lakers,
record in the East. He hasn't gotten there yet. They got the best record in the East.
The difference for the Lakers was Anthony Davis, okay? Because you know what he brings on both ends of the floor, particularly defensively. You look at the Greek Freak. You know what he brings, okay? You look at the Joker. You know what he brings. Tell me one team in the entire world that has an answer for a healthy Kevin Durant. There is no answer. There is no answer. Zero.
Not on a team with Harden and
Zero.
Kyrie, there's not.
Zero. And there's no answer for Kyrie either if he's got that kind of help. There's no answer. Not for Kyrie.
Yeah, but you know why? You know why? Because the guy asking the questions is Harden. He's the guy with the ball in his hand. What y'all going to do about this? What are you going to do about that? Step back three. Get to the line. Feed the right guy. And also has the gravitas, has the respect that you need to decide the flow of the game.
Not diminishing
Harden. That's KD. That's Kyrie. Sometimes this guy's getting the ball. Sometimes that guy. Sometimes it's going to go to Joe Harris. Harden makes those decisions and won't be questioned because he's so masterful running the offense.
You can say that all you want to, but when you've got a guy like KD who's 6'11 with a 7'6 wingspan and can pull up from 30 on the regular, there is no answer for that.
Lots of questions, lots of answers. It's test time, ladies and gentlemen. Guys, get this. The big three have only played 7 games together this season. The last time was on February 13th. So we can debate their individual talents all we want. We know the biggest shift going to occur when they finally get on the court together.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
22 women at this point have now filed lawsuits against Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson, alleging sexual assault and inappropriate behavior. And yesterday, two of them came forward publicly at a news conference. Ashley Solis was the first massage therapist to file a lawsuit against Watson on March 16th, and she opened up yesterday about her experience with the quarterback.
I got into massage therapy to heal people. To heal their minds and bodies, to bring peace to their souls. Deshaun Watson has robbed me of that. He took that away from me. He tainted a profession in which I take enormous pride. I suffer from panic attacks, anxiety, and depression. I'm in counseling as a result of Deshaun Watson's actions. I hope he knows how much pain he's inflicted on me emotionally and physically. And I hope he knows how much pain he has inflicted on these other survivors. People say that I'm doing this just for money. That is false. I come forward now so that Deshaun Watson does not assault another woman.
Now, there was one other woman who came forward yesterday. She didn't speak personally to the courtroom. She had her lawyer read a letter that she had written. And also something else to note, Nike has just announced that it's suspending its endorsement deal with Watson amid all of these allegations. So, Stephen A., what's your reaction to the latest?
Well, it just gets worse and worse. It's at a point now where this can't go away. When you've got 22 cases or 22 allegations against you. That is something that just cannot be ignored. I think Nike is taking the appropriate steps because when you have this these mountain of allegations levied by accusers in the direction of your client, then predictably so, these kind of actions are going to be taken by the corporations that you represent. And that's just that simple. We want to say that Deshaun Watson is innocent until proven guilty. That certainly needs to be said in the United States of America. It's also important to point out that, to my knowledge, none of these are criminal cases. All of these are civil. Correct me if I'm wrong there, Max, Charlie, but I believe all of them are civil. None of them.
He's been charged in any criminal case.
He has not been charged in any criminal case whatsoever. So that obviously raises a red flag, because if you've got these kind of allegations, this mountain of allegations against you, and not one single charge is a criminal charge, and the lawyers already on the record talking about how they tried to negotiate a settlement, but Deshaun Watson refused it. I don't know if it was the lawyer or Deshaun Watson or both of them, but clearly it has been revealed publicly that they tried to reach a settlement and Deshaun Watson refused. And so we take all of those things into consideration. And again, you have to acknowledge it does not look good. You have to acknowledge it looks very, very bad. You have to acknowledge the fact that Nike and anybody else that Deshaun Watson endorses, if they were to drop their affiliation, their association with him, it's definitely apropos at this particular moment in time. How can you do business with a man that has 22 separate allegations of sexual misconduct in some variety levied against him? There's no way you can do business with that person from an advertising or a marketing perspective. The question is, what is the NFL going to do? Because the NFL has been conspicuously quiet in all of this. And even though, again, you're innocent until proven guilty, that has never stopped the NFL from acting before. If you sully or impugn the shield, that gives them cause to step in and say, okay, you might get your money, but we're going to put you on the commissioner's exempt list. Here's where it gets interesting before I hand this off to you, Max Kellerman. There is no evidence whatsoever that the lawyer, Mr. Busby, that represents a lot, if not all of these women, has colluded with the Houston Texans. I want to emphasize that there's no evidence whatsoever, even though there have been people that have thrown out those conspiracy theories. The attorney Busby categorically and emphatically denied such a thing. But in the same breath, there are two scenarios here that need to be thought about. Number one,
If you're the Texans, you've been conspicuously quiet in all of this, number one. Number two, not only have you been conspicuously quiet, but this also works to your advantage because what team could legitimately go out there and trade for Deshaun Watson at the time that this is all going down? The answer would be pretty much nobody. The flip side is that if Deshaun Watson is put on a commissioner's exempt list, where that works to his advantage is he doesn't want to play for the Texans anymore, according to him, but you still wanted to get paid. So you could be put on a commissioner's exempt list, still get paid, don't have to play for the Texans, while at the same time buying yourself additional time to prioritize getting these matters resolved. Because clearly playing football is going to be a very, very difficult thing for the Houston Texans or anybody, because Deshaun Watson cannot walk into a locker room right now and talk about football. Nobody will allow that. Any place he shows his face, the media is going to ask him about these allegations. And that's going to be all anybody wants to talk about. There's no way that he's going to get away with being inside of a locker room and not talking about these issues every single time he's in front of the media, which obviously would serve as a profound distraction to a football team.
There is a presumption of innocence in our country when you're accused of something. But that does not mean that you ask people to turn their brains off. And listening to Ashley Solis, if that's how you pronounce her name.
Yeah, that's right.
In that news conference, if she's lying, then, or not telling the truth, then she's in the wrong profession. She shouldn't be a masseuse. She should be an actress, because she seemed credible and believable to me. That's one woman that we've heard from publicly speaking it. There are 21 others, 22. And there's a tendency, I think, when there's someone as liked as Deshaun Watson, to give that person extra benefit of the doubt. Because when you hear, oh, Deshaun Watson is being charged, you don't want to believe it. First of all, you don't want to believe that something bad happened in the first place. And secondly, no, not Deshaun Watson. And then two and three, but we also are sensitive to the idea that the accuser is often not believed and often turns out, in fact, to not just be an accuser, but a victim in fact. So we're sensitive to that. Well, okay, you don't want to disbelieve what's being said. At the same time, you presume innocence and you hope that it's not true, Deshaun Watson. And then a second and a third and a 10th and a 15th. 22. Even the strategy of bringing forth the 18 other masseuses who say, no, he did nothing untoward, his behavior was fine. I don't know exactly what that does. It's, you know, you'd think to demonstrate that Deshaun Watson, in a similar situation, has shown not to do criminal stuff or bad stuff. Okay, so, but then the point seems to be there are so many of them, 18, that contradict the other charge, that the more of them there are, the more it proves the point. Really? Because there are 22 who said something untoward did happen. And it seemed to me to be the tactic of a defense that doesn't have a lot to work with. Now, that's all kind of a speculation on my part. And he is presumed innocent or not guilty. And the burden of proof is not with Deshaun Watson. And he will have his chance to clear his name. Remember, early on, he said he's looking forward to the chance to clear his name. But it's to clear his name 22 times, and maybe more instances than that, but with 22 different women. I understand the steps that Nike took, and I would be lying if I said, from my point of view, it doesn't look bad and worse for Deshaun Watson, one of my favorite players, Stephen A., before all of this
one
happened,
of our favorite
a lot
players.
Of people felt that
Both
way.
Both of us.
Absolutely. But that can't cloud it, neither that nor the presumption of innocence can cloud our judgment to the point where we turn our brains off. This does not mean he's guilty. But boy, to me, it looks like he has a big hill to climb right now.
He has an enormous hill to climb. And guess what, Max? You know what? Because it's inexplicable, it's unfathomable to most of us that you need 22 different massage therapists and counting. I mean, damn, I don't know anybody that's done that. That's a bit odd. Let's say that. Having said all of that, here's the flip side to it. Even though there's 22 cases against him, before all of this came about, just a couple of months ago, Deshaun Watson was considered an individual to have an impeccable reputation. Character was his signature. I mean, not just his playing ability. Talk to anybody at Clemson. Talk to anybody who's known him. Talk to his contemporaries in the National Football League. On a collegiate level, everyone raved about his character. And so that doesn't mean he's innocent. Doesn't mean he's innocent. But what it does mean is that the presumption of innocence shouldn't be that far-fetched. In other words, okay, let's find out. Let's probe, let's investigate, let's see what the facts bear before we jump to any conclusions, because there's nothing in this man's history that says he would be guilty of such a thing. The flip side again to it is that, hey, 22 different massage therapists, damn, bro, I don't know any man that's had that. Not a man. I don't know anybody. So with that being said, I personally believe that the best thing for Deshaun Watson and all parties concerned is for the National Football League to step in, put him on the commissioner's exempt list, because people have been put on that list for less. That way he still gets his money. He doesn't get to play for a team he didn't want to play for anyway. Now, obviously, he can't continue his NFL career until this matter was resolved, but chances were you weren't going to be able to continue to do it anyway with these allegations pouring out against you. So because of that, put him on a commissioner's exempt list, let him get paid, buy him time to deal with this matter one way or another over the next year. Meanwhile, he doesn't have to play for the Texans. The Texans can find themselves another quarterback, and he doesn't get to go to another team and compromise the shield of the National Football League because we're inundated with these headlines about it. I'd like to know what you think real quick, Charlie, but that's what I'm thinking. The best order of business is for him to go on the commissioner's exempt list.
Yeah, I think that someone needs to make some decisions pretty quickly because this situation just keeps escalating. I mean, just weeks ago, we were having this discussion and it was started with just a couple of lawsuits or a couple women coming forward. Then it just continually climbs. And at this point, we're at 22. And like you said, Stephen A., I get massages a lot. I have one person that I like to go to. I like their work. I think they do a good job. There's no way I'm seeing 22 different massage therapists. So, like you said, I think that's very odd in itself. So it will be interesting to see what the next steps are, what the conversations among the team are, because Stephen A., like you also said, the team has been conspicuously quiet. Just this week, they sent a letter out to season ticket holders. The McNair family said that they are definitely aware of all of these allegations. And they said, quote, we want to assure you that we take these allegations very seriously. And one thing I also want to add is there have been all civil lawsuits, but there also was a complaint also filed with the Houston Police Department. Okay. So as far as it being slightly criminal, that might be an indicator there.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. Okay.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
And it is the big question on the minds of Seahawks fans. Will Wilson be the team starting quarterback moving forward? Well, Carlos Dunlap is giving fans the reassurance they need that Russell Wilson isn't going anywhere. Take a listen.
I did ask him if obviously he was going to be with us, because if I'm coming back, I'm coming back because I see him as my quarterback and the rest of the team. I want to pick up where we left off. And he told me that he's with us and he's here to stay. And he said, you know, let's go Hawks. And I'm not going to quote his every word, or these words are not his words verbatim, but these are my explanation of how I interpreted what he said.
Carlos Dunlap out here with the scoop. Max, are you buying Wilson's commitment to the Seahawks?
Hell no. If I'm buying that he told Carlos Dunlap that, if Dunlap says he said it, I believe him. I believe Russell Wilson's probably beating teammates in the head with all kinds of stuff since he threw them under the bus, especially the offensive line. Look, love Russell Wilson, big Russell Wilson fan, but you got to call it like it is. If you are committed to a team, is your agent releasing on the record the names of four teams you would accept the trade to?
Nope.
On the record? This wasn't leaked to the press. This was Russell Wilson's official representative on the record saying this team, this team, this team, and this team. We go there. Of course, he prefaces it with, I'm not asking for a trade. Stop it. Stop it. Saints, Cowboys, Raiders, Bears. You know what that means? That means he sat down with his agent, probably his wife, I would imagine, family decision, right? And went over everything carefully. Rosters, cities, this, that, the other. Power in the organization, what it means for legacy, all these kind of things, business interests, competitive interests, and narrowed it down to four teams. There are 32 teams. They went over this team. No, it has a quarterback. And released it to the press. And now he's telling teammates, what is he supposed to say? He wasn't accommodated, right? The Bears tried, couldn't put together a package good enough. So he's there for right now. What are you supposed to tell your teammates? And Stephen A., I'm not even talking about the defensive players, who we also kind of threw under the bus, right? The defense isn't good enough, basically. The offensive line. Do you know the kind of conversations Russell Wilson has had to have since then with his teammates? I don't doubt his teammates that he's saying certain things to them that are leading them to believe that. But Stephen A., if they could work out a trade to one of those four teams, you mean to tell me I'm supposed to believe he wouldn't okay it today? Then why release the names?
Well, I don't think they're going to be able to work it out. That's number one. That's one of the biggest reasons I think Russell Wilson may have said what he said to Carlos Dunlap, number one. Number two, I think that it's entirely plausible that Russell Wilson's going to end up staying in Seattle because he's one of the gifted quarterbacks in the NFL. He's a future Hall of Famer, in case no one – I mean, we never really, really bring that up. He's a future Hall of Famer. The brother can play. 40 touchdowns, 13 interceptions last year, completed better than 68% of his passes. Max Kellerman, do you know that Russell Wilson was sacked 47 times last year? Do you know that over the last 3 years, he's been sacked 51, 48, and 47 times? Do you know that in his 9-year career, he's been sacked 394 times? Do you know that with the exception of his rookie year, he has never been sacked less than 41 times in a season? And that doesn't count the hits. And so when we take that into consideration, he got tired of being beat up and he called out the team because Pete Carroll clearly wasn't doing so. Pete Carroll wanted him to be that savior. Look, I got rid of the Legion of Boom. We've handed the franchise to you. You've gotten everything you wanted. That was Pete Carroll's mentality. And Russell Wilson's like, hell no, it ain't that simple. Because guess what? I still need to be protected before I do what I do. I can't be smothered and swamped and beat up all the damn time. He's got these trunks for legs, Max. He's short. He's not small. People who think Russell Wilson is small, you're not paying attention or you need to get your eyes checked, okay? Because this dude right here, he's a big dude. He's a big dude. And so when I look at him and I listen to what he says, guess who else was listening to what he said, Max Kellerman? It had to be Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll had to listen to this man. Pete Carroll is not a dummy. Pete Carroll won a national championship at USC. Pete Carroll won a Super Bowl championship in Seattle. He's been to two Super Bowls as a head coach. The man knows what he's doing.
over the last 3 years, 10, 11, and 12 wins. They've been moving up and up and up, even though they only won one playoff game in that sequence. Bottom line is this. Pete Carroll is no dummy. And Pete Carroll heard Russell Wilson do something Russell Wilson has never done, which is call him out. And basically said, look, I'm out of here if you're going to continue to act this way. I have no doubt that in the time span that Russell Wilson spoke and we talked about what his future prospects might be, Pete Carroll met up with him, probably apologized, is listening to him more, swears he is anyway, and as a result, that's what led to Russell Wilson saying to Carlos Dunlap, yo, I'm not going anywhere. Let's go Hawks. Because the coach is finally listening to his star quarterback and treating him with the respect and deference he deserves.
Let me say that Russell Wilson was handed the keys. They did get rid of Legion of Boom, and that was smart because defensive players age out of their prime faster than quarterbacks. And so they made a commitment to the quarterback and paid him an enormous percentage of the cap back then. That means you have to play hero sometimes. Like, you got to carry more of the load, right? That's why I criticized Carson Wentz. You got paid like that. Now, oh, you have problems? Carry. You know, that's why you're getting paid like a franchise quarterback. And Russell Wilson has. One of the mistakes the team made was they felt like they could draft and get guys off practice squads or whatever, offensive linemen, and coach them up. And that was a mistake because the whole thing on the offensive line started falling apart when they traded Max Unger, right? Oh, there goes Jimmy Graham, a tight end who's really more like a receiver. We'll get him a big target. And the offensive line kind of fell apart at that point. But Stephen A., they did a better job recently of devoting more resources to the line. And to my eye, it looks like the offensive line has played better. And you can see the returns in the run game.
Well, they played better, Max.
And so part of Russell Wilson's problem, as he acknowledged, part of his problem is that he holds the ball. Like when he says, let Russ cook, he holds the ball. There's an upside and a downside to that.
Well, again, you got to have the personnel that can get open. And we're certainly not accusing DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett of not being able to get open. But there's more to it than that. And if you ultimately had a scheme and that scheme was compromised because your offensive line isn't that good, that's a problem. Now, the offensive line has improved, but it was still ranked in the bottom half by Pro Football Focus. Let's remember that. And so because of that, that just shows you how bad it was. We're pointing to the improvement, but we can't point to the improvement while negating the fact that while improved, you still ranked in the bottom half, which shows you how bad it was for them.
Yeah, they weren't great.
Yeah, the Seahawks do not have a first-round pick. They gave it to the Jets for Jamal Adams, but it will be interesting to see what Wilson's effect is on their later picks.